Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Sade Dennis. Listen, today's show, we're going to be hearing from two really amazing women. We have first Jessica Davis. She's an entrepreneur, she's a mompreneur. And then we have Brenda Smalls. She's going to be sharing with us a power-packed message that you don't want to miss. Stay tuned.
Thank you for joining me, Sade Dennis, here on Sade Speaks on the PWE Empowerment Radio. And that stands for Professional Women Entrepreneurs. Now, for those of you all don't know, and I really hope you know, we have probably total maybe like 14,000 women in our network, and we're excited about that. For more information on the organization, visit the page facebook.com/professional women entrepreneurs. Well, I am so excited about today's topic. We're going to be talking about mompreneurs. I'm sure many of you all have heard of that. If you haven't, I mean, obviously, it's mom and then it's the entrepreneur, right? Mompreneurs. And mompreneurs come in so many different facets. I mean, we are full-time entrepreneurs. Sometimes we are part-time entrepreneurs. I mean, and it just really runs the gamut. And today I have really wonderful lady as our guest today. Her name is Jessica Davis, and she's a mompreneur. She has a business, but she has certainly years of experience as an executive in nonprofit, in the nonprofit space. Just really, really, she's a friend, she's a sister in Christ, and I'm excited to have her here today on our show. So, Jessica, please share with us more about what you do and who you are.
Hi, Sade. Well, thank you. First of all, thank you for having me. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I'm actually really excited just to talk and share today. So thank you for having me. Just a little bit about my background. My background, believe it or not, is in the military. I started my career in the military years ago, and from there worked for the State Department and then for lobbying firms here in Washington, D.C., and was actually the last place I was at was at a lobbying firm, which is a nonprofit in Washington, where I got to work for advocating for children's issues, so high-quality early education and healthy meals in schools, and I loved that. But at the end of the day, my family is my priority. I'm the wife, and we have a beautifully blended family. We have two children, and that is really what was important to me. So I realized at one point in my career that I had stopped focusing on my family and started focusing too much on work. So that's why I became a mompreneur, which I love that term.
Oh, absolutely. And just to kind of share a little bit about your business, I know it's a skincare business. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Sure. So the doctors that created Proactive have a line of clinical skincare that they sell through independent consultants. So I'm an independent consultant. An independent consultant. The name of the company is called Rodan and Fields. And the skincare addresses four major skincare concerns. So brown spots or uneven skin tone, acne, sensitivity, and fine lines and wrinkles. So we have an at-home dermatological solution for the four most common skincare concerns.
Wow. And, you know, it's interesting because I am involved, obviously, with image and branding, and which involves makeup and cosmetics. And I always tell people that, it's so important to take care of your skin. It's important for a couple of reasons. One, it really does provide the good base for makeup because, you can't cover everything, nor should you. But, skincare is vitally important. And, it's really part of your brand. I mean, it's your health and, of course, it's what people see. So, obviously, no matter what type of skin you have, we want to do what we can to help our skin. Gives us the confidence that we need just to go about our business and our life and what have you. So that's certainly what I find really important, my skincare. And I remember when you shared the business with me, I was really, really impressed. I mean, how everything's so organized with the business, and you all have so many really wonderful and positive business owners in your organization.
We do, and I couldn't agree with you more as far as just backing up to your point about the foundation as far as your skin being so important when you're applying makeup or just that kind of thing. And I'll have to tell you, that's the first thing. When I started doing this business, I started using the products. And one of the things I noticed that was that the texture of my skin just became really smooth. My skin tone was nice and even. So when I put on, I was actually getting ready to go to a wedding. And, you know, it was a fancy wedding in Connecticut. So my husband and I got, you know, much more dressed up than we normally would. So I put on a full face of makeup, which I don't normally do. But I do it a couple of times throughout the year when we go to larger events. So when I went to put on my makeup, I realized that I didn't need to cover anything up. So I didn't need foundation to even out my skin tone. I didn't need the concealer to hide, you know, bags under my eyes and that kind of thing. So it was funny to me. It was the first time I'd been using the products for about 6 months at that point, and I realized my skin had totally transformed. And for the first time, I was able to use makeup to enhance rather than to cover up. So that's actually one of my favorite things about the products, is that it really does transform your skin, and so much so that you can become foundation-free. That's one of the goals as a company, is for women to be foundation-free and to wear foundation if they want to, not because they have to.
Wow, well, that's exciting. You know, especially as we, you know, look summer right in the face, and traveling and vacation and just, you know, picnics and what have you. And, of course, feeling really sweaty and what have you coming from the gym. I was thinking about, oh, my goodness, do I really feel like putting on foundation? And luckily, I have inherited, you know, decent skin from my mother, but there are times, and, you know, lots of us ladies know, depending on what day it is on the schedule, if you know what I'm talking about, you know, my skin will do different things. And so you know, that's why it really drew my attention to what, you know, you guys are doing over at Rodan & Fields. So that's really good to know. And, of course, we're going to leave information for our listeners on how to get in contact with you and you know, what you're doing and what have you. Now, I know that there are lots of different types of business models. I've talked about many of them on this show. And Rodan & Fields, is mentioned, it's a direct marketing company. Now, why did you choose that model over, let's say, a more traditional model and what have you? Or does it work for your lifestyle? Just tell us more about that.
Yeah, that's a great question, because I had never done direct sales before. I didn't know what direct sales was. I had no idea what network marketing meant. I had never even heard the terms, to be honest, before I was introduced to Rodan & Fields. And I honestly don't think, you know, my husband and I, like I said, at the previous job before I started doing Rodan & Fields, I was just busy. I was traveling all over the country. I had just no work-life balance, and things in our home were out of whack. So we had started praying for an opportunity. So I don't think I chose Rodan & Fields. I really think God blessed us with Rodan & Fields. We started, so my husband's an MBA, and when the opportunity of Rodan & Fields was first introduced to me, to be honest with you, all he heard was direct sales, independent consultant. He said, nope, you drank the Kool-Aid, and really wouldn't even listen until the person who introduced me to the business was able to walk away from her job after 90 days because Rodan & Fields, she had grown her Rodan & Fields business so much so that she knew she could replace her salary. So, you know, as they say, money talks. And my husband's ears perked up, so he started doing some research on the company. And what he found was that it's a legitimate, direct sales is a legitimate business opportunity. Rodan & Fields in particular has a great pay plan. We get great commissions on our products, and the business model is solid. So we get commissions on the products that we sell, and we also get commissions on the products our team sells. Now, why would I get commissions on the products my team sells? Well, because I'm training them. I spend time pouring into them, training them, coaching them, and helping them build their business. So it's a great, great business model, and it absolutely works for my lifestyle. Now, here's the thing. One thing I learned is that being a full-time mom and wife is exactly that. It's full-time. But the great thing with Rodan & Fields for me is that I get to decide what my priorities are. So my family is my priority, period. So we have a family calendar, a family schedule, and that comes first. And I literally fit my business into the cracks of my life. So if the kids have recitals or games or, you know, anything that's going on, well, I know, okay, I can't schedule business meetings during that time. And it's so freeing for me to be able to schedule work into my life rather than trying to fit life into my work schedule. So it absolutely does work for us. I think, you know, for us, our life has certainly, our quality of life has certainly improved since I started working this business from home. And I've been able to grow a sustainable business. And it's funny, I just went grocery shopping today, and I paid for the groceries with my Rodin and Fields money, and it's just so nice to continue to be able to contribute financially to our household.
Wow. That is more than awesome. That's great. I know a few, more than a few, business owners who have chosen that model, and they love it as well. You know, so there's so many different options for women entrepreneurs, for mompreneurs, and I think that, you know, depending on the company, depending on the model, you know, one has to look into it, you do your research, like you mentioned your husband did, and you know, and really find the best fit for their life. So that's great news, and like no time like before, you know, information is so accessible. You know, getting online and just reading and you know, doing your research. So that's hot. That's hot, like I say, because, you know, it's important. I like to think about it as not only work-life balance, but work-life integration, you know, and seeing how those things fit. Many people know or may not know that I do work from home most of the time. I mean, at times I'm out in the field and I'm able to do things with the kids that I know for a fact I would not be able to do, and I think about how much of a blessing that is. But I will say sometimes for me, I have challenges in really kind of finding that sweet spot. So how have you found that those tools? I mean, you mentioned the calendar, but how do you find the strength and the strategy to really balance? Because I know that when meetings are on, if you're on conference calls, it's tempting to want to just kind of go in and kind of burn them in that oil at times. So how do you prevent yourself from doing that?
You know, to be perfectly honest with you, Sade, I, at some point in this journey, and I've been doing this business for about a year, Jahi and I, my husband and I, have been married for 5.5 years. And when I started working from home, I always had this pull to be home and just this desire to, you know, be a stay-at-home wife and mom. And at some point in the journey, I realized I honestly just had to give my day to God. So I now start my day off with devotions. I, you know, spend about 15 minutes. It's not a lengthy process for me. And I honestly, I know what I have to do. So I typically try to plan out my week or plan the activities that I know I need to do throughout the week. And I'll just pray about it and ask God to direct my day. And anytime if there's a conflict or if something just doesn't feel right, I honestly just pray about it and ask God to just work my schedule out, to guide my, you know, my footsteps and all of that stuff. So I honestly, it's been that simple. I say simple because it was a challenge at first, finding, like you said, that sweet spot and that balance. But honestly, when I just said, okay, God, I know that his calling for me is to be a stay-at-home wife and mom and to fit the business in as well. So I just give it to him and let him work out the details. And honestly, that's what's worked for me, because otherwise I will find myself stressed out or, like you said, feeling like I want to burn the midnight oil, or find myself feeling conflicted, like I want to be here, but I should be there. And I don't feel that way. If I know that, okay, I've prayed about this, and I know God has directed me in this direction, even if it's sometimes I might have to miss a game to go to a meeting, like I had to miss a wedding to go to a business partner's business launch. Well, I prayed about it, and I felt like that's what God wanted me to do. So I didn't feel conflicted and didn't feel bad about missing the wedding. Had I not prayed about it, or had I not learned to just commit my day to you know, what God wants me to do for that day, I would have had that feeling, you know, the bad feeling, and not felt confident in the decision. But so that's honestly what I do.
Wow. Now, you mentioned devotions. How important is your faith? So we're going to talk about faith and also friendships, because I know that for plenty of mompreneurs, just having that those options and avenues, I should say, really avenues, are so important. So how important is your faith? And then we'll talk about friendship as well.
Well, for me, my faith is something that, it's just the foundation of who I am. So it's certainly how I operate. I absolutely believe, you know, that God has a purpose and a plan for my life, and my desire is to be 100% inside of His will. So my faith is what guides my decision making. So for me, that's what's gotten me through, you know, the bad days. I've had bad days in business. I've had bad days since I've been a stay-at-home mom. But because I have such a strong faith, and I know, I absolutely know that I am operating in God's will, sometimes that's the only thing that gets me through the day. So, you know, and it's tough. There are sometimes as a stay-at-home wife and mom, there just, it's definitely a balancing act. So I would say without faith, without faith, I couldn't do anything. So my faith has been key in my marriage and, you know, being a mom and a successful business owner. So for me, my faith is absolutely 100% just a critical piece to my success as a person.
Wow. That's so true. I was thinking about it when I just feel overwhelmed. You know, first of all, like you mentioned, starting off in the day, that is major. For me, I like to involve myself with spiritual activity just to kind of give me that boost, if you will, just that push, because I'm one of those people, you know, and I'm going to be really honest. Sometimes, you know, if I have my devotions at night, guess what? I'm looking at my pillow. So I have to just really make sure that I'm so intentional with involving myself in some type of spiritual activity, whether it's a class or some type of Bible study,
mm-hmm.
even myself or like my Bible app. All those different things help really give me that platform, just the foundation that I need. And so, you know, definitely that really resonated with me when you shared that. So kind of moving on to friendships, how important has that been in this journey? Because I'm sure going from, you know, downtown lobbyist
mm-hmm.
to stay-at-home mom, that was a big transition for you. So how did relationships help you kind of transition you from that?
Well, friendships are extremely important to me, and it's funny you mentioned that because I just met with a friend yesterday for coffee, and we just were chatting. We actually used to work together in the one of the downtown D.C. jobs that I had, and so we both, and this is a job where I was traveling all over the place, so she and I had a lot in common as far as our careers went, and so we've both moved on since then. So yesterday, it was just really fun to meet with her and talk with her and just kind of have that connection of, you know, friendship, like you said. For me, my friends are my support system. So my friends tend to be, I can call them and, you know, I'm having a bad day, and my friends aren't going to tell me to, they're just always so encouraging and supportive, and I need that. So my friendships have been extremely important, both, like I said, on good days and bad days. They're my biggest cheerleaders when I just need a boost and need some encouragement, and I feel like the friendships are definitely, you know, reciprocal. So I've been able to pour into them and encourage them, and actually that's one of the best things about Rodan and Fields is it's just the gift that keeps on giving, and one of the best things about it is being able to share this business opportunity with friends that I know that it will transform their lives. And I've been able to see it now where friends have joined the business with me, and I've been able to see them, you know, walk away from their jobs or be at home for their husbands. Or some people, you know, don't need all that. They just want a couple extra $500 a month. It's their money that they can spend. So it's been a blessing to be able to watch my friends go through that as well.
Wow, absolutely. Well, I definitely agree and know that we are friends, and I certainly enjoy our time, our coffee and what have you. And what's interesting is that, you know, you and I talked about videos, and so listeners, you know, there's more to come. We'll have some tips and some all kinds of how-to videos and just learning and growing and having fun together. Jessica, how can people get more information or get in contact with you?
Sure. So for more information, they can go to my website, which is www.jdavis912.myrandf, so that's RANDF .biz, or they can just email me at jdavis912myrandf@gmail.com.
Okay, and I'll also, you know, I have that posted as well in the show's description. Now, listeners, just in case you didn't know, of course you can get in contact with me at my website, which is www.shadedennis.com, or on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ShadeDennisMS. And again, I want to thank you. I want to thank you, Jessica. Thank you. And so until next time, I want you all to be fierce, fabulous, extraordinary in all you do. And until next time, I will just talk to you guys later. Be fabulous on purpose.
Hey, everyone. It's me, Sade. Listen, I've got some more for you. We've heard from Jessica Davis. We've learned so much about what it means to be a mompreneur. I've got something extra for you guys right now. Just sit back. You definitely want to break out your pens and pads because we're going to be hearing a little something from Brenda Smalls. She's the CEO and she's a visionary. So just sit back and you do not want to miss these next few moments.
The purpose of life is to truly live before you die. And every day, people settle for less than they deserve. They're only partially living or at best living a partial life, quotes 42-year-old success guru and businessman Bo Bennett. Is this you? And then Bo goes on to say, every human being has the potential for greatness. Do you know that 95% of most people will never reach their potential, according to a Google search? 95%, that's an astounding statistic. Which percentage will you fall into? The 95% that don't give it all they got and fall short in life, or the 5% that choose to blow their potential out of the water and create a better life experience? Today, it's time for you to answer the wake-up call, turn off snooze, and get dressed to commit to tap your greatest potential. You're going to learn 3 steps to develop a plan to create a potential explosion in your life. Now, there are 4 simple truths, so jot these down. Number 1, you are powered with potential. Number 2, life gives you options. You get to choose. Number 3, you are the creator of your own experience. And number 4, you are responsible for your life outcomes. Let me repeat those. You are powered with potential. Life gives you options. You get to choose. You are the creator of your own experience. And you are responsible for your life outcomes. That means that you have the power and potential to influence and change your life. Just as you have a business plan, a fitness plan, and a diet plan, you need a potential plan. So I will share 3 V's, vision, value, voice, as a start for your potential plan. Your vision, value, and voice will help you explode your untapped potential wide open to manifest your goals and dreams. Are you okay with that? Number 1, claim your vision. You can have more than you got by becoming more than you are, motivational speaker Jim Rohn says. Yet it's hard to imagine that a little girl, the eldest of 10 children, who wore hand-me-down Salvation Army clothes, walked to school with holes in the bottom of her shoe soles, lived on welfare and food stamps, and was raised by a single-parent mom after a marital separation, would dare to dream of bigger things and look beyond the immediate situation, believing that she could have more and become more in life. That little girl was me. I beat the odds. So close your eyes for a moment. Just close your eyes. Imagine that you have a blank artist palette and are free to design and create a life that fulfills you, satisfies your wants, needs, and desires. A life with no limits, unlimited resources, and endless possibilities. What does that look and feel like? Now take a snapshot and hold that in your memory bank. Open your eyes. If you can think it, you can create the experience. In the end, you will own the picture of your life's journey. Number 2, claim your value. Price is what you pay, value is what you get, says investor philanthropist Warren Buffett, the 2nd richest American. And I would think that Warren Buffett knows something about value. What do you have to give? What is in you of value? What gifts do you have to share? Be aware of what you already have, of what's in your hand to use. Serena Williams doesn't just hold a tennis racket. She holds a clothing line, television endorsements, speaking engagements, bestseller books, and more. What's in your hand? What's in your hand? Your value is your personal gifts. Open your gifts and unwrap your potential. And I did, even when it was hard to believe that I had any value, that I was worth more than my past of lack and dependency, and the one of 10 children that had to wait their turn for the new shoes and the new dress. And then there was a teen pregnancy in senior year of high school. But I knew the dropout was not the credential I wanted at the end of my name. So I received a high school diploma in my hand that turned into a college degree, into my first professional job, into promotions and upward mobility opportunities that turned into many other successes. Well, you get the point. I was told that I would not make it going to college full-time evenings, and I did make it, a cum laude graduate with a B-plus average. That made me feel worth more than my past. After all of life is about growing to greatness, says Oprah Winfrey. Number 3, claim your voice. Do not underestimate the power of your voice. Learn how to elevate your voice to improve and impact your and other people's lives, to turn up the volume on success, greatness, profitability, abundance, and so on. Author and poet Maya Angelou was raped at the age of 7 years old by a relative. She confided in her best friend, her brother, who then told family members. When the relative was found dead, she feared that her voice, the power of her voice, had killed him. She stopped speaking for 6 years. 6 years, she went mute. Imagine the powerful, creative voice of Maya Angelou silenced. Imagine the impact of your voice and message on mute. Yes, life gets in the way of your potential, so learn to walk around it. Claim your vision, value, voice. Get your potential off snooze. I'm Brenda Small, CEO, Powered with Potential, consulting, coaching, mentorship services, where we get you to act. A, answer the wake-up call. C, connect to your untapped potential. And T, turn off snooze. We serve as your partner for potential explosion. Until next time, visit us at www.brendasmall.com and stay hashtag powered with potential.
I know that you guys are on fire today after today's show. After this show today, you are empowered. I know that you are equipped and you are ready for your journey as a woman entrepreneur, as a mompreneur. I am so happy that you all could join me, and I look forward to joining you guys next week.